Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to CEAT's earnings conference call hosted by Emkay Global Financial Services Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Chirag Jain from Emkay Global Financial Services Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Emkay Global, I would like to welcome you all to the 2Q FY26 earnings conference call of CEAT Limited. Today, we have with us from the management team, Mr. Arnob Banerjee, MD and CEO, and Mr. Kumar Subbiah, CFO. We will start the call with opening comments from the management team, post which we will open the floor for the Q&A session. Over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to CEAT's Q2 FY26 earnings call. I shall start the discussion and then hand over to Kumar for his remarks on financial performance. Post that, we'll have the Q&A. The Indian tire market entered a favorable phase this quarter, supported by a major policy boost from the recent GST announcement. The reduced rates are expected to enhance demand of vehicles and tires, especially for low-ticket vehicles in semi-urban and rural areas. GST would also increase formalization and compliance and promote broader growth within the industry. Overall, we expect the combination of favorable tax policy, rising EV adoption, and premiumization trends to position the Indian tire market for robust single-digit growth in the immediate future. Demand, while the initial 3 weeks of September witnessed subdued activity as buyers deferred purchases in anticipation of the GST announcement, trade also downstocked. However, momentum shifted once the date was crossed in September. A convergence of above-average monsoons, robust kharif harvest, and stable interest rates had further strengthened both rural and urban purchasing power and improved consumer sentiment and demand outlook. In the near term, we expect replacement demand for MHCV tires, truck and bus tires to move in line with GDP or maybe about mid-single digit. For two-wheelers, it could be around 7-8%. In passenger car segment, there is some concern around growth. It could be around 0 to very low single-digit kind of growth, but there could be some impetus because of the GST reduction. In the OEM, MHCV growth is expected to be 0 to low single-digit. In passenger car segment, there is an optimistic outlook of 6-8%, but we'll have to wait and watch. And in two-wheeler, the growth momentum will remain good, though it may taper down a little. In international business, we are seeing a demand improvement in agriculture radials, OTRs, primarily through OEM demand. And across continents of Europe, Africa, and LATAM. Coming to CEAT's performance, we have had a good quarter in Q2 with 12.2% YOY growth on standalone basis. In Q2, the standalone EBITDA stood at 507 crores. Growth momentum for us continued during Q2 over last year, as I mentioned, 12.2% value growth. Replacement growth was in mid-single digits. It could have been higher had it not been for September. In September, replacement market degrew while it was growing at close to double digit prior to the GST accord announcement. As I mentioned, there was a trade downstocking, customers deferred purchases. So we expect this growth to come back stronger near double digits in the future. The OEM segment grew very strongly in mid-20s as we get our fitments back into cars with higher rim sizes. And international business grew in high teens. In replacement, two-wheeler is supported by strong growth in rural demand. It has seen robust growth in quarter two. And overall, passenger segment also grew in mid-single digits. OEM volumes grew significantly on YOY basis, as I mentioned, across segments. The major growth for us came in passenger car tires, where we have got some good models of cars going ahead with SEAT fitment. In motorcycle tires, we have gained share in some specific accounts, and hence YOY growth in motorcycles also has been good in OEM segment. Farm tire growth was in mid-teens for us in OEM segment, and truck and bus also saw us growing well because we had a small base in OEM. In international business, growth was very good in two, three-wheelers as we gained traction in select geographies of Africa, LATAM, for example. It was also good in passenger car tires with volumes led by the European market. And farm growth was also very good in Europe as well as LATAM and rest of the world. We faced headwinds in U.S. where tariff uncertainties continued. However, as I mentioned earlier, our stake in the U.S. market is still very low. So overall impact on our growth and profitability was not very material. With the punitive tariff of 50% overall, our sales of OHT to U.S. slowed down further, practically zero by end of the quarter. However, we continued selling our passenger car tires and truck bus radial to the U.S. market. Replacement market shares were positive in passenger segment as well as for two-wheeler segment, that is motorcycle and scooter, while we held our market share in TBR in the replacement market. Coming to margins, our Q2 standalone gross margin witnessed an expansion of about 400 plus basis points quarter on quarter. So we are now in our long-term base trend of 40 to 42% gross margin. We have entered that zone in quarter two. We benefited from softening of the RM basket and improvement of net sales realization in both replacement and international business. We expect commodities prices to be soft in quarter three as well and around the same levels as quarter two. Our standalone EBITDA margin stood at 13.7% and standalone net profit was 202.2 crores. We completed the Camso acquisition on 1st of September and with that we have taken a significant leap in becoming a leading player in the premium OHT segment. We reaffirm our outlook that in the medium term, this business is going to be margin accretive. We are happy to report that the business is progressing well and integration efforts have been successful. There have been no surprises basis 1 month of operation in Sri Lanka. We have started taking over direct customer relationship from Mishra in a geography and customer-wise phase transition. This will continue over the next 3 to 4 quarters. On the procurement front, as we guided previously, we'll continue to buy semi-finished goods from Mishra till we set up our upstream equipments, and this will take 5 to 6 quarters to complete. So overall, it will take 5 to 6 quarters for us to gain complete control of the value chain as far as Camso is concerned. Continuing with our comments on the trend of electrification, international business, premiumization, as well as digital and AI. In electrification, our share is 30% currently in the OEM PCUV EV segment, and it is about 20% in the two-wheeler EV space. We continue to focus on product development for emerging vehicle sizes, and we have a good respect and credibility amongst the OEMs to get fitted on the upcoming new models. In international business, we delivered a strong performance in Q2 through diversification of geographical spread and deeper penetration in specific markets. In the non-specialty business, we clocked mid-teens kind of growth on a YOY business. In key clusters in Europe, in Africa, in Middle East. So it was quite widespread across various continents. Europe is also our most profitable cluster as well as the highest growing cluster. And the key category in Europe which is growing very well for us is passenger car tires. Brazil saw a good traction of two-wheeler tires. Overall, passenger and truck bus radials contribute to 65% of our export. the share, if we measure the share of Indian exports brand-wise, then Seat is the leading exporter of passenger car tires out of India to various geographies. Premiumization, in quarter two, we launched two more innovations, 90% sustainable bio-based material based tires, which is Sikura Drive Circle. And this is a concept tire which was showcased in quarter two, and this is coming on the back of innovations earlier in the year on Calm Technology, Z-rated 21-inch tires and run flat tires. We also launched a premium mining tire in the truck bus radial segment, Rock Rat, which is showing very early promise. And in the premium car tires, we continue to get fitted in emerging OE vehicles, and our market share in the premium segment in replacement continues to grow. Digital and AI, we are focusing hard on getting business impact through implementation of GenAI and Agentic AI. In this quarter, we introduced autonomous digital agents across key business areas, and we became one of the first organizations to try an agentic chatbot on our website. Currently, it is in beta stage. This would completely personalize customer journeys based on information that they share with us on our website. Agentic AI has got potential and to be integrated across value chain from procurement to manufacturing to QA to sales and marketing, and several use cases are under implementation. Seat's consistent website traffic increased more than 1 million since last year. Organic traffic grew by 20% and 19% to be precise compared to Q2 of last year. And leads for premium SUV users exceeded 30%. Positive sentiments for the brand moved up as well, with a 28% increase in average interaction per post YOY. As of today, as we know, auto component, the tariff situation is as follows. Duty on auto component is 25%, where India is not at a disadvantage with any other country because it's a category-specific tariff. So in TBR and PCR segments, we face 25% tariff, whereas 50% is applicable to OHT segment out of India. Sri Lanka is currently at 20% tariff from the US on reciprocal basis, and there is no change in that. Overall capacity utilization is around 80 to 85%. Expansion projects are progressing as per plan, and we expect total capex for the financial year to be around 1,000 crores as mentioned earlier. As far as our outlook for future, immediate future goes, I think the GST change will be a positive factor for the industry, especially in small towns and rural markets. We also think that we will arrive at some kind of clarity on the US tariff situation in sometime during quarter three or quarter four. The RMC, as I mentioned, raw material cost is expected to be flat. It may come down slightly, but then the currency is also depreciating. We expect to continue our double-digit growth momentum, and we expect to keep our margin profile steady. With this, I would like to hand over to Kumar.
Thank you, Arnab. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. And thank you once again for joining our Q2 FY26 earnings call. I'll share some further financial data points, post which we can enter into Q&A session. At overall financial performance, our consolidated revenue for the quarter stood at 3,733 crores, which is a growth of about 14.2% year-on-year, driven largely by volumes and also price and mix. Volume growth was led by OEM and international business with strong double-digit growth, and while replacement grew in strong single digits. We would like to bring it to your attention that the consolidated numbers relating to current quarter also includes the Camso business that we have acquired and effective 1st September 2026. And in the future, the financial numbers of our consolidated statement will include the entire period of Camso operations. Coming to our operating margin, our consolidated EBITDA margin for quarter two stood at 511 crores, translating to 13.5%, an improvement of 259 basis points quarter on quarter and 250 basis points year on year. Our gross margin for the quarter stood at 40.9% on a consolidated basis, an improvement of little over 400 basis points, largely arising out of lower raw material prices, higher operating income, and improvement in price and mix. Now coming to raw materials, during quarter two, crude oil prices largely remained stable, hovering around $65 plus or minus $2. The crude has recently dropped slightly at the lower end of the range, arising out of drop in demand from China and also adequate supply situation. Overall, raw material prices were lower by about 5% in quarter two or quarter one, which is much better than the estimates that we had in the beginning of quarter two. The international rubber prices remained in the range of $1,700 to $1,750 throughout the quarter, while domestic rubber prices softened and came back very close to import parity levels towards the later part of the quarter. The crude derivatives that impact our raw materials like carbon black, synthetic rubber and fabric came down with some time lag during the quarter. Rupee depreciated by around 3% during the quarter, which would have some impact on the raw material costs in the coming months. Taking into consideration the current base prices of various raw materials and impact of rupee depreciation in the last 8 weeks, we expect raw material prices to remain at current level at quarter three. Coming to debt, capex and working capital, we spent about 185 crores of capex during the quarter and overall about 415 crores in the first half of the year. In addition, we also had an additional capital expenditure towards intangibles in the acquisition of Camso business in the books of CEAT standalone to the tune of about 236 crores. On a consolidated level, our net working capital marginally increased by 58 crores compared to quarter one. We ended the quarter with little higher inventory, particularly raw materials, arising out of higher arrival of imports and finished goods to build up for the quarter three requirement. We hope to bring the inventory level to the normal level in quarter three. Our consolidated debt stood at 2,944 crores as of 30th September, an increase of about 1,130 crores over end June position as we raised some funds to manage our capital expenditure and acquisition requirements. Overall, during the quarter, we invested rupees 272 crores towards equity capital, rupees 702 crores towards debt, and rupees 238 crores towards intangibles in the acquisition of the Camso business from Michelin, involving a total cash outflow of 1,232 crores. After taking into consideration all of that, our debt to EBITDA on a consolidated basis stood at comfortable level of 1.8 as of end September and debt equity at a comfortable level of 0.64. We have enough leverage to provide necessary growth capital to the business going forward. Coming to operational expenses, our employee costs increased as compared to quarter one, primarily on account of annual increment cycle and additional manpower in your factories to carry out higher level of production. Other expenses went up largely arising out of higher level of manufacturing activity, higher outsourcing volumes, higher distribution costs, and marketing maintained at quarter one levels. Depreciation on consolidated basis for the quarter stood at similar to quarter one. Interest cost during the quarter two increased primarily due to higher debt in the month of September, necessitating for payments towards Camso and also for our capital expenditure. You are all aware that the government reduced the GST on tyres from 28% to 18%, and also in case of farm tyres from 18% to 5%, effective 22nd of September. We view the new GST regime as a structurally positive development, and we are pleased to share that the CEAT made the transition into new regime successfully and seamlessly. Overall, our consolidated profit for the quarter stood at 185.7 crores compared to about 121.5 crores during the same period of last year, and 112.3 crores in quarter one of the current year. With that, we can now open the floor for Q&A.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Mumukesh Mandelsa from Anand Rathi Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much for the opportunity, sir. And congrats on a strong margin and revenue performance. So firstly, can you share what was the Camso Q2 performance, sir, in terms of revenue EBITDA, sir?
See, look,
Also, if you can add, sir, for Q3, how do you see the numbers for Camso?
See, first, we have got only 1 month of experience with Camso. So, the turnover and the margins that is coming through is under the sales and supply agreement with Michelin. So, we are not selling directly to the customers, nor are we buying any raw materials directly. We are buying semi-finished goods, and we are selling to Michelin, who in turn is selling to the customer. So the entire value chain that is in our hands is not the entire one, and therefore our margins are not reflective of the overall business. So with that disclaimer, if I say, whatever we have seen in the first month, you would agree it's a very small sample size. It is more or less in line with what we paid for. So there are no surprises at all in terms of the sales realization from the market, in terms of the cost structure in the factory, whether it is operating cost or employee cost. But I am sure you would agree that we need a full quarter operation to give you some sense of where the business is and where it is headed. We are positive in terms of the basic characteristics of the business. And all I can say is that we are completely focused now on increasing feet on street and taking up the sales turnover so that we can use the capacity of the plant, which is currently being utilized at 50%.
Got it, sir. Just on the US market, sir, how is the end market responding in terms of price hike due to the increase in duties, sir, which is also varying across countries? So how is the market playing in terms of price hike? And for Camso, sir, how do you see for in terms of market share? Do you see any incremental benefit in the market share due to the different duty rates in the market? And just on the end market, US, how is the performance, sir?
So US for passenger and truck bus radial, there is partial pass-on of the tariff. The incremental tariff is 25% for these categories across countries. So there is no country is at a relative advantage or disadvantage, including India. So we are absorbing somewhat and we are passing on somewhat to the customer. So far, see, our base is very low. So we are growing. So for us, growing in US is not a problem. We intend to pass on the entire impact in the next 2 to 3, maybe 4 quarters. But currently we are partially absorbing. So sales growth is not an issue, but we have to wait and see. 60% of the tires in Europe, in US, are imported. So gradually I expect the rates to be passed on over the few quarters by all players. That's the general answer to your question. For Camso, Camso is experiencing 20% duty from Sri Lanka to US. And again, it's at a no relative advantage or disadvantage compared to any other country, barring the production within US, of course. It has, from what we understand, we've just seen 1 month of operation. From what we understand, that the Michelin sales team has also passed on partially the price, which means they've absorbed some price, which is what we are seeing in our accounts, and they've passed on some part of the price, and we expect Camso also to pass on the full impact of tariffs in maybe 2 to 3 quarters.
Got it, sir. Are you possible to share what could be the impact observed, sir?
Pardon, can you repeat the question?
So is it possible to share after 20% duty, how much has been observed, sir?
In Sri Lanka, we have to analyze that. It would be some part of the duty. I mean, to be honest, we are not very clear how much has been absorbed, but it could be around 50-50.
Got it, sir. And lastly, sir, just on the India side, on the GST cut, sir, just I want to understand, post the GST cut, the cost is lowered for the customer and demand has picked up. So how is the market reacting in terms of a discount offerings in the end market? And over the medium term, do you see the possibility of discounts coming down, sir? Or any price hike being taken, sir?
No, there is no price hike. We have passed on the entire benefit of the GST cut to our channel, and we have also advised the channel to pass on the commensurate rates to on all categories to the customer. We are continuously checking whether they are doing so. From our side, 100% of the benefit has been passed on. There is no question of any price hike right now. The raw material is also trending down. We'll hold the price line, and the duty cut has been entirely passed on. There's significant benefit to the customer. It works out to around 7 to 8% on the selling price. The 10% duty cut works out to that much amount. And for let's say truck tire, it could be 1,500 rupees per tire, which is significant. So we expect the customer sentiment to improve, and we expect demand to be get a fillip, especially in the smaller towns and the rural towns.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Mittal D. Shah from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir, and congratulations for a very strong performance all around. So my question is on replacement demand. As we indicated, it was slightly muted during September, but on overall basis for a quarter, which segment reported healthy growth and which were lacking? And going ahead, as we expect October, then there would be some restocking which was impacted during September. So for Q3, if you can give more light on segment-wise replacement demand for Q3, Q4.
See, overall market demand, if you are asking about the truck bus segment, generally is tailing the GDP growth, so it will be around 5-6%. Passenger would be soft, 0 to low single digit, and two-wheeler would be about maybe 6-7% kind of growth going forward. Yes, the trade should be restocking in October, November, December. In October month, we have the festival season, so the market is generally off as far as purchasing is concerned for about a week. Then this quarter is usually a weaker quarter compared to Q2s. If you see sequential results over the last few years, then since December, the onset of winter, parts of northern and eastern India witness a slightly lower demand. So top line wise, that is looking at the seasonal trend, we may be equal to or slightly lower than quarter two turnover as far as top line is concerned.
So second and last question is on the raw material basket. If you can help us with the average price for each element, each key element of this raw material basket during the quarter.
So, largely, international natural rubber prices remained within $1,700 to $1,750. We didn't see much of a movement, except here and there, but it remained within this range. So no major change happened on international prices of natural rubber. In the first 2 months of the last quarter, there were delays in import arrival, so that had some issues on the local prices of natural rubber, considering, the tight situation. So therefore, natural rubber prices were higher than the import parity level in July, August, and September month, it came closer to import parity level. So in, local prices have come down by about a little over 10 rupees per kg compared to beginning of the quarter and end of the quarter. Crude derivatives, the crude have moved within that $65 plus or minus 2%. So no major change. But in the last couple of weeks or so, crude is the lower end of the range rather than the higher end of the range. Okay, synthetic rubbers, carbon black, and fabric, nylon fabric prices, their feedstocks moved in the same direction, but it didn't come down exactly in line with the movement in crude oil prices in the last 6 months or so. So carbon black prices remained at the same level as that of quarter one. Synthetic rubber prices came down in the range of about 3.5%, and nylon fabric prices about 2.5%. And some of the other steel prices, steel tire cord, bead wire prices were down about 4 to 5%. At aggregate level, based on the mix, we saw raw material cost in quarter two was lower than quarter one by about 5%.
Considering this natural rubber recently just in the last month declining, Q3 should see that benefit and Q3, Q4?
See, only in, international prices are still hovering around the same level, no change. In fact, with currency depreciation in towards later part of August and September, the rupee moving up from 85 to 88.80 has some impact on raw materials imported as well as raw materials locally bought but on import parity basis. So therefore, our view is that in quarter three, overall raw material prices, taking into consideration the impact of currency, should be in line with the current quarter two prices. That is our expectation.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Vijay Pandey from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for taking my questions and congratulations for an excellent quarter. And I wanted to check what was the power in terms of price and the bifurcation of realization growth that came at around, I think, 3 to 4%. So what will be the bifurcation between price and mix? You can just give a detail.
See, large portion of gross margin improvement is on account of this 5% raw material cost reduction that I mentioned. Overall, there has been improvement in realization. Okay, and considering that we grew strongly in OEMs and international business and little less in the OEM business, so approximately about a percentage improvement in gross margin in the last quarter, considering both price growth and also the category as well as customer mix basis, about a percentage came from realization.
Okay. And so, is it fair to assume that the channel mix was negative for this quarter because replacement demand was lower than the OE demand? So,
can you repeat the question? What are you asking?
Is it fair to assume that the channel mix, OE versus replacement, that was negative or kind of?
No, see, overall at full company level realization improved. Okay, so therefore, it will always happen between quarters, there will be a mix. There was a positive movement in case of international business going strongly in mid-double digits. Okay, and OEM had also a strong growth, but replacement lower. So largely made up, I would say largely made up.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Ankur Podar from Swan Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, so congrats on a good set of numbers and thank you for the opportunity. My first question is, what is the overall volume growth for the quarter?
Overall volume growth for the quarter is 11% plus.
Thank you. And my next question is regarding, it's an extension of the earlier participant's question on Camso. So currently we are in a sale agreement with Michelin, but when will this normalize and when will we start selling directly to our customers there? Can you share a rough timeline on that?
See, the entire value chain will not come in our hands before 6 quarters, because that much time will be needed to set up the upstream equipments, which is the mixer and the calendar. That's number one. Maybe we won't take 6 quarters. The sales side will come in our hands faster than 6 quarters, but it could take 3 to 4 quarters.
Okay. And the capacity utilization is currently 50%. So how do we see this ramping up?
So this will ramp up gradually in the first couple of quarters, but once we start getting to handle our customers directly, I think a steeper gradient is possible.
And my final question is, if you can give me the breakdown of your CapEx spent till now across segments.
See, total CapEx in the first 6 months of the current year is 415 crores. Okay, and in addition to that, as part of our acquisition of this Camso business, yeah, 236 crores is what we had paid. This is towards intangible like trademarks, patents and things like that. In that 415 crores, about 100 crores is towards our normal R&D, IT related plant maintenance, molds is about 100 in that 415. And truck and bus radial tires expansion, we spent about 50 crores. It's an ongoing expansion. Our intention is to take the truck and bus radial tire capacity to about 2,000 tires progressively, which we had shared in the past, okay, and about 50 crores. And Amarnath plant expansion is about 70 crores. Chennai factory, passenger car downstream, okay, and also MCS put together is about 160 crores. So, and some debottlenecking is about 40 crores. That is a broad split.
Thanks, Omar. Vishal here. I have one question regarding Camso. You said that Camso, you know, getting the full business independently, it will take around 6 odd quarters. Is there any possibility from here on, as you know, utilization improves? You said the margin trajectory would improve on the basis of you know, operating leverage. But as such, in terms of mix or any other terms, improvement in efficiency, is there any scope that the trajectory of margins is there any lever for improvement from here on in the margin of Camso, which we have seen in this quarter going ahead?
No, see, I think Arnab had clarified. I think our first impression is that 1 month data broadly validates the assumptions that went behind our valuation of the business, with respect to cost, with respect to realization. We would request, you know, let us have one full quarter numbers before we give you any view with respect to how the numbers would be in the going forward. And needless to say, September month was not a full month operation, because effective first, though it was 1st of September, okay, take few days for the plant to commission and things like that. So I think next quarter will help us to understand the operations better and share our perspective with respect to margins and other aspects of it.
Fair point, sir. Sir, last question regarding, you know, with this Camso acquisition and the CapEx coming in, our debt levels are going to rise. So any internal target regarding debt to EBITDA you have set for yourself?
See, look, if you look at our standalone numbers, in the past, you know, whenever we went in for a large amount of capex, if you recall, we were running 4 projects simultaneously at a point in time.
Yes, sir.
Even a larger project book and larger debt commitment and things like that. We always said our peak debt EBITDA, we would not like to go beyond 3, and debt equity beyond 1. It is more about the peak levels is what we have agreed as a framework, while our financial
whatever we have agreed with respect to banks, the slightly higher level of thresholds were agreed so that, you know, there is no breach of any financial covenants with them. As we speak, you know, even after this little over 1200 crores of cash outflow relating to this, okay, both the ratios, debt EBITDA and debt equity, continue to remain very strong. So debt EBITDA as of 30th September is about 1.7, marginally below 1.7, and debt equity is about 0.67. So therefore, what is the level? I think our current level of, needless to say that we would like our debt levels to come under little lower, because we never have gone beyond 2,100 crores in terms of absolute debt at any point in time. Now we are closer to 3,000 crores. It will really help. But there are certain growth related projects that we are undertaking at this point in time, both in India and also in Sri Lanka, in terms of adding upstream equipment. We will provide necessary growth capital, and we don't expect our debt EBITDA and debt equity to move significantly higher than the current level. And at a normal stage, I think it should improve at normal level of operations.
Great, sir. Thanks, sir, for answering all my questions, and congratulations for great set of numbers. And happy Diwali, sir, to you and your team. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
As there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to management for closing comments.
Thank you very much, all of you, for attending this pre-Diwali conference call, and wish all of you and your families and close ones a very, very happy Diwali, and see you in the new year. Thank you.
On behalf of Emkay Global Financial Services Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.